to see what you did?
Oh no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here on Friday morning. Yeah, that's right, Friday morning. And all the regular Friday features are beginning. We'll have Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then we'll get real funky on a Friday with Fly Jams Friday. Right now, though, it's time for You Big Dummy! This is when we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. And then after I do the recap, the first person who calls in after we do the stories gets to be our third vote on who is the biggest dummy. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. After the recap, first person through, you are our third vote on the biggest dummy of the week. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy one. Deputies in Portland, Oregon responded to a possible home invasion, but the intruder they found wasn't alive or a person. It was a robotic vacuum cleaner. The Oregonian and Oregon Live reports a house sitter in Cedar Hills called 911 Monday, saying someone was inside the bathroom. The Washington County Sheriff's Office says deputies entered the home and ordered the burglar out, but nothing happened. Deputies then opened the bathroom door with their guns drawn and discovered the automatic vacuum cleaner, the Roomba. Sergeant Danny DiPietro says the encounter was his first, quote-unquote, Roomba burglar in 13 years on the job. He says the office is still having a good laugh about it.
To the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. A decision to dry out a wet baseball field resulted in the space being set on fire with gasoline. According to a Facebook post, the town of Ridgefield, Connecticut, a baseball game at Governor Park was delayed because of weather conditions. And then, quote, a poor decision was made to attempt to dry the field, the wet field, more quickly by pouring 24 gallons of gasoline and setting it on fire, the town said. A Twitter video posted by user at Amity Norton shows the fire, with people attempting to put it out by shoveling dirt on top of it. Several agencies, including the Ridgefield Police Department and Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, helped put out the fire, said the town. No one was hurt, no one was in danger as a result of the blaze, according to the post. The plan is to excavate the infield, place dirt in a safe container, and add fresh, clean soil to the field, said the town in its Facebook post. In the follow-up post, Ridgefield officials said the field might be closed for a week for complete testing.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. It was a slow-speed chase for these Tennessee police. A woman was pulled over by police for driving an electronic mobility scooter on a highway. Sally Selby had allegedly stolen the scooter from Walmart to get coffee. Police responded to a report of the woman driving in the slow lane on Highway 120. Well, at least she was in the slow lane. Driving in the slow lane on Highway 127 at around 5 a.m. on Friday in Crossville, Tennessee. The average top speed for most mobility scooters offered on Walmart's website is a lightning-fast 4 miles per hour. Selby told officers she took the cart to get a cup of coffee at Waffle House. Everything about this, Walmart, Waffle House, it's all beautiful details. Cops reviewed surveillance footage from the store and saw Selby enter at 4:15 a.m. It was also 4 o'clock in the morning. 4:15 a.m., used the scooter as she shopped. She left the store around 4:40 a.m. and cruised around the parking lot before exiting onto Highway 127. Selby was arrested and charged with theft of property. A call to the Crossville Police Department by the Daily News for more information was not immediately returned.
You and Rollo gonna be in the movie. I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Florida Keys. Yes, Florida. A Florida Keys man who bought an $8 million island off Key West this month was arrested over the weekend after police said that he schemed to rip off Kmart of $300 in household goods. Andrew Francis Lippy, 59, of Key Haven, was arrested Saturday on a felony charge of grand theft of $300 to under $5,000. His court appearance is set for April 18th. A week before the arrest, he bought the well-known Thompson Island, the home to the Knight family for 70 years, and most recently philanthropist Edward B. Knight. Lippy said his family would live in the estate for a while.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Moments after bonding out of custody on grand theft charges, a Florida man, again, Florida, a Florida man burglarized a series of vehicles in the parking lot of the jail where he had been incarcerated. According to police, Casey Michael Lewis, 34, was booked into the St. Lucie County Jail around 4 a.m. Thursday following his arrest at a Walmart for grand theft, a felony, and other charges. Lewis bonded out of custody at around 9 a.m. Cops charged that Lewis, upon walking out of the lockup, proceeded to the jail's parking lot and burglarized the vehicle. He was subsequently confronted by deputies who spotted him pulling on door handles in an apparent attempt to enter unlocked autos. Lewis allegedly stole an iPhone, $547 in cash, cigarettes, a debit card, and a driver's license from the auto of a female victim who told police that she accidentally left her car unlocked. Lewis was arrested and booked into jail on burglary, grand theft, and possession of stolen property. Lewis, a Stewart resident, was later freed on $11,250 bail. On the new felony reps, he apparently departed the jail's grounds without committing any additional felonies. In January, Lewis was cited for speeding while driving a 2010 Mercedes-Benz sedan. In a March 18th email to traffic magistrate, he sought an extension on paying his ticket, quote, due to loss of employment.
Dummy.
Oh, boy. All right. We got to take a break here for the weather. And when we come back, we will do a recap of the dummies. And the first person through who wants to vote will be our third vote to crown Dummy of the Week. Dummy. All right. Here's your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Today, wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour out of the southwest, highs in the low to mid-50s, turning cooler in the afternoon, and then partly cloudy with diminishing winds overnight. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, seasonably high with highs in the mid to upper 50s. For Sunday, cold, damp day, a rain, wet, snow mix for a good portion of the area with the high temperatures just in the upper 30s or lower 40s. For Monday, plenty of sunshine, scattered clouds, and warmer, afternoon highs between 50 and 55. For Tuesday, an increase, a chance of showers, especially north, afternoon highs between 60 and 65, but cooler near the lake, and then showers overnight. And then on Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms likely, high temps in the middle to upper 60s, showers overnight. Currently, 51 degrees at O'Hare, 52 at Midway, 53 at the lakefront. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we shall vote on Dummy of the Week and then continue with our regular Friday features right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studios here, and we're here until 5 a.m., and Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5, Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. Our regular Friday features have begun, and we just did You Big Dummy! Now we have to vote. I will give you a recap on the dummies for this week, and then we've already got somebody online who's going to give us our third vote. So let's see what we got. We got the dummy who thought a Roomba was a burglar. We got the dummies who set a baseball field on fire in order to dry it. We got the dummy who stole a scooter from Walmart and drove it on the highway. We have a dummy who owns an island but still stole from Kmart. And we have the just-released dummy who robbed cars in a parking lot of the jail he was just in. All right, Tom, what are you going for here? Lots of fun ones to choose from here.
I want to say the guy who started robbing cars immediately after posting bail, but I'm going to go with the guy who owns an island and then stole $300 worth of stuff from Kmart.
Yeah. That's pretty stupid.
That's next level stupid. Yeah. That's advanced stupid.
Yeah. All right. There's some good ones here. I don't quite understand the logic of pouring gasoline on a baseball field. I don't understand that at all. The Roomba story is pretty funny too, because the cops had their guns out. The cops. Can you imagine they open up the door, their guns are out, and then it's just a Roomba sitting there?
Yeah.
I love the story about the woman who, 4 o'clock in the morning, went to Walmart to steal the scooter so that she could go to Waffle House.
Yeah, it hits all the greatest hits.
Yeah.
You know.
And it also reminded me of the classic episode of Seinfeld where George was using a scooter to get around, and then there's a chase scene between him and an old man on another scooter. An old people on other scooters chasing him down the street, and they're going like 3 miles an hour. But I got to go with the dummy who was just released from jail who robbed cars. So we're going to need a deciding vote on this one, because you're going with the guy who owned the island and stole from Kmart. I'm going with the guy who robbed cars when he just got out of jail in the lot of the parking lot. Scott, where's your vote going?
I'm going to have to go with you, Nick. The guy who just robbed the cars out of the parking lot of the police station.
Out of the police station. Okay. All right. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah.
There he is. It's the dummy of the week. The just-released dummy, who, by the way, robbed from a Walmart as well, which is pretty fantastic. And then he just started robbing cars in the parking lot right outside of the jail he was just in.
Walmart having a great dummy week this
week. Yeah, well, they've been the co-star of many, many dummy stories in this segment. Walmart is a lure for dummies.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, there you go. We'll do You Big Dummy again next week. So let's get into our next regular segment. And here we go. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
All right, there it is. You know what that means. Straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7 at all times, and when anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, it makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom, what do we got?
All right, starting us off, it's you. Right. This is submitted to us by Kevin from Iowa.
one part of your body will be warm, your mouth and your throat. That'll be fine.
I do remember that one. I do remember that.
What was I talking about?
We were talking about being at Wrigley Field and it was cold, and I said that I would eat jalapenos to keep myself warm.
Okay.
I did that.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Number two coming to us from Brian. It's Rick Pearson.
I showed this to the guys before we went on the air.
Showing it off. Proud of it. Proud of it. Number three, Lou Manfredini, again from Brian.
If you got to hit it more than three times, you're costing me money.
Oh, my God, Lou. Wow.
What's going on at the Ace Hardware?
Well, you know, that's a... But by the way, our old friend Esmeralda Leon, when we would do this segment, she loved any time Lou was on it. That was her favorite were the Lou Manfredini ones, and she would have really laughed pretty hard.
He's got some great ones.
He's always... And he shows up pretty regularly on... on this segment.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
All right. So it's you again, caught by Colleen.
I think we have time for one more quick one. I say that all the time, don't I? I think I do.
It's a common refrain.
It's a common thing. Okay. All right.
All right. Rokon, he got caught by Scott in Carpentersville.
She took it on the chin, as she often does.
God.
That's rough.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. All right.
All right. Dane Neal was filling in for Wendy Snyder, and he appears here.
I'm about to eat the rest of you.
You know, I guess it's necessary that if you're sitting in for Wendy, you too have to make this segment.
You have to.
You know, considering that she is, you know, the top vote getter when it comes to... Straight out of context. All right.
And that was from Linda in Blue Island. Again, Nick D.
Wow.
I know. You had a weird week.
And it was so long. Did I talk about a movie?
Yeah. You were talking about, oh my God, what was it? Scent of a Woman.
Oh, Scent of a Woman. Yeah, that movie was like 27 hours long.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was like a mini series in a movie theater. Okay.
All right. And another one. Those were both from Wild Bill. This one's from Wild Bill.
Yeah, it's got three generations of shafts in it. Okay, that was good. That was a good. I didn't even realize it when I said it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the new movie Shaft, which has the grandfather, the father, and the son.
Yeah, it's Richard Roundtree.
It's Samuel L. Jackson,
and then a new kid.
There's a new dude playing the young version of Shaft, and it actually looks pretty funny. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
All right, what is next?
All right, Dean Richards makes his weekly appearance,
of course,
thanks to Kelly and Elgin.
Yeah. Very small. It's hard to see.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Here we go. Yet another Nick D.
Oh, my God. Daddy, would you like some sausage? Oh, well, come on now.
It's still good.
Who sent that in?
That was Fox Valley Mike.
Fox Valley Mike. I was talking about one of the greatest movies ever made. Freddy Got Fingered.
Again, out of context.
Yeah. All right.
All right. This is a submission from myself when I was listening back to one of the Lou ones.
You know what that is right there? That's 2x6, 12-footer.
I felt like a warranted inclusion.
Uh-huh.
Bill and Wendy back again. Not a week without them.
I enjoyed that immensely.
That was from Maria.
Yeah, okay, Maria. All right. How many more we got?
Just a couple more.
Okay. I just want to see if we can get them in before the news.
Let's go.
All right.
I was kind of surprised he allowed them to play with it.
Another Wendy. All right.
Yep. And here's Bill.
Please don't say that word because it activates my system.
Okay.
And then to top off a great week.
We don't want his system activated.
No, and then a great week for Nick.
He'd do the potato chip lady.
Oh. There you go.
Man. It was innocent. I was talking about Johnny Carson. All right, we got Nick D Show Spies coming up, and then we'll get into Fly Jams Friday. But the news is up right after this.
No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies. Spies, spies, spies.
Like us.
Ah, yes, that's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on a Friday morning, and all of our Friday features are happening right now. We're going to get to Fly Jams Friday coming up in just a few minutes. So if you want to get your requests ready for Luscious Hushes, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. But right now, as you heard the intro, it is time for Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says mentions me, we want to know about it. So jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay. Tom, what do we got?
All right. Just one spy this week, but it's a good one. There was a listener on the Steve Cochran show that could have used your help with some trivia.
All right. So here we go. Clue number one.
So let's talk about changing your narrative. Customary shortcuts to public affirmation are military service or childbirth.
Okay. God, no. And oh my God, no. In that order.
Okay. Well, then we go back to the idea of turning that frown into the inverse of a frown.
What show or movie is that from? Show or movie?
John DeCosta. A lot of people are going, I know what it is.
John DeCosta is an expert on these things. So.
John, any help?
Oh, my God. Was he in Mean Girls by any chance?
It was not in Mean Girls.
No, okay.
Not in Mean Girls.
That would have been... That was my guess. I'm sorry. You're going to win no matter what. I'm
Wait,
just
does
you
Mary
know.
Vandeville know this one? Sometimes she knows this.
I'm really bad at movies. I'm not that good at them.
If I were to say to you,
should we wake up Nick DiGilio?
I'm going to need. Yeah, that's to wake me up. What did it end up being? I don't know it.
I think it was. He was trying to say it was Office Space. I don't think that's Office Space.
Well, what was the setup? Was it? Oh, because Gary Cole was coming on the show, and they were playing
a Gary Cole game.
Right? I don't think that's Office. Well, no, I don't think that's Office Space.
Yeah, I think he was setting it up to say that it was Office Space. It could have been Office Space.
It's not because Gary Cole's speech is very effective in Office Space, and he didn't sound like that in Office Space.
Yeah, I don't know what that's from.
Oh, okay.
I do not know.
Is anybody was anybody listening? Did they know?
I cut it off after your mention. I was like, I don't care what happens.
Should
here.
We call up Nick DiGilio and wake him? I would have been no help. Let me just say that right now. It would have been no help at all. I don't know what that is. Does somebody know?
Good question.
Okay. All right. I mean, anybody here from the... You know, we got to have people here from the morning show, right? Cochran shows... There are some people...
probably here. I think Super Joe's here.
I don't know. Because I wouldn't have been. I'm sorry. I wouldn't have been able to help the listener at all. But that was so they were doing Gary Cole like trivia.
Yeah, they were
before
playing.
Before he came in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I mean he's got a very distinctive voice and because he's like So that's kind of that he's got that affected drawl that wasn't in that clip, and he was. Speaking to a woman, and I don't know if he's got any scenes with women in Office Space. I think he's mostly just talking to the guys that work there. So, well,
we just got a quick call from Sue. She says it was from Veep, which sounds right.
Oh yeah, okay, that sounds right. Veep, yeah. Of course, I should have known that.
Yeah,
I should have known that. All right.
Well, there you go. That's your spy
it's
for the week.
From Veep. Okay. All right. Well, keep your ears peeled, everybody. Listen 24/7. And whenever I am mentioned, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to Nick T Show on at gmail.com. And we'll play them back again next week. So keep your ears peeled. All right. Are we ready to get a little funky, Tom?
I grew up on the farm. Fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly Jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah.
This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Time for some fly jams. Time to get funky. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. Viggity Viggity Vic, verified double V, is running around like a lunatic in the newsroom, as he does every Friday. And now, let's get your introduction going.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
Mm-hmm. DJ Luscious Hushes.
Went to college so I could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Had a little reverb.
Went to college so you could do that, and in doing so, you listened to Revolution Number 9 for 2 hours straight.
Yeah.
And it wasn't worth it, was it?
I made some good pals.
Okay.
I made some good friends.
All right. The phone lines are open if you want to jump in. 312-981-7200 for your requests for funky stuff, R&B, all kinds of really cool funky music to get your funky music started on Friday. Fly Jams Friday. Get them in now. 312-981-7200. Do we get any requests already?
Yeah, some big requests.
All right.
This one's coming from Greg in Milwaukee in honor of your showing of The Man Who Knew Too Much.
A little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me.
That's Sly and the Family Stone.
Absolutely.
So good.
Classic. Classic. By the way, this gives me the opportunity to plug my next film club because the tickets are on sale and they're actually really flying right now. We're doing another Hitchcock classic, and this will be on Tuesday, May 7th. Tuesday, May 7th, we will be showing Cary Grant in North by Northwest, which is one of the most beloved Hitchcock thrillers of all time and one of the most entertaining movies he ever made. It is a great movie. You get a chance to see it in all its Vista Vision Technicolor glory on the big screen. And it is a classic, classic Hitchcock movie. North by Northwest is my next one. It's on Tuesday, May 7th. $10 to get in. Parking is free. It's at the AMC Rosemont 18 in the beautiful big premiere theater with the love seats and the huge curved screen and the great digital projection and sound. If you've never seen this movie, you got to see it. If you've never seen it on the big screen, you've got to see it. It is a great, great Hitchcock movie. Cary Grant, of course, is fantastic in it. And it features so many classic scenes that are iconic in Hitchcock movies. So we'll be thrilled to show this one. And so, again, it's Tuesday, May 7th. The movie starts at 8. I'll introduce it. We'll watch North by Northwest together, and then I'll talk about it afterwards with a post-movie Q&A and post-movie talk. And, of course, our buddies over at Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant right down the street at the Crown Plaza Hotel are offering 15% food discount on all the people who are going to see the movie. So bring your ticket stub or bring your proof that you're going to see North by Northwest, and have some great food, and it's all 15% off all of your food at the Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant, which is a really cool place if you've never been there. They've got great food, really great management, really good service. It's great all the way around, plus you get 15% off all the food. So get there a little early, have some dinner, and then the movie will start at 8. North by Northwest, a Hitchcock masterpiece on the big screen, and we're very excited to show it. And again, Tuesday, May 7th, AMCtheaters.com. Tickets are on sale right now, and like I said, they're going pretty good, man. So you want to get in there and get your tickets reserved right now so that the seats are waiting for you. Tuesday, May 7th, starting at 8 o'clock, North by Northwest. Get your tickets now. AMCtheaters.com. AMCtheaters.com. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, more Fly Jams Friday. And if you want to get in here to get some requests in, that's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jam requests. Let's take a quick break here for the weather. We've got wind gusts going to get as high as 50 miles per hour today out of the southwest. Highs in the low to mid-50s, turning cooler in the afternoon. Partly cloudy with diminishing winds overnight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, seasonable highs in the mid to upper 50s. For Sunday, it'll be a cold and damp day with a rain, wet snow mix over a portion of the area. Highest temperatures in the upper 30s to the lower 40s. For Monday, plenty of sunshine with scattered clouds. It'll be warmer. Afternoon highs between 50 and 55. An increase in chance of showers, especially north. Afternoon highs 60 to 65, cooler near the lake and showers overnight. And then on Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures in the middle to upper 60s and showers overnight. Currently 51 degrees at O'Hare, 52 at Midway, 53 at the lakefront.
All right.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with more funky stuff for Fly Jams Friday. Again, lines are open. Requests are ready. 312-981-7200. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m., and Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive right here on Friday. Friday features continue. This is Fly Jams Friday. And Luscious Hushes, who requested that, and who was covering Love Train?
So that was the Supremes doing Love Train, and that was coming to us from the 331.
331 area code. All right. More fly jams.
Yes.
All right. I don't know if this would be a fly jam, but this is what I would, when I was featured on, so prominently, I was featured on Straight Out of Context this week, but this was what I was referring to.
Sausage. Oh, look, honey, our boy's a genius.
Sausage.
He's rigged a pulley system so he can eat sausage and work on his stupid drawings.
I'm being creative? Now, if you'll excuse me, I still have some work to do.
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausages? Daddy, would you like some sausage? Sausages! Sausages!
Just get outside and you just cool off.
If this were Pakistan, you would have been sewing soccer balls when you were 4 years old.
And I have no idea what that line means that Rip Torn says on the way out. That's what I was referring to when we got one of the greatest moments in cinema, history from Freddie Got Fingered. Okay. That's not much of a fly jam, but I wanted to play it anyway.
Nah, it's good, though.
All right. All right. Who requested next with what?
All right. Next, it's Let's Stay Together by the great
please.
Al Green, and that's from Margaret, and it is her birthday
today.
Oh,
happy birthday, Margaret.
So this one's for you, Margaret.
All right.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right with me. 'Cause you make me feel so brand new. I want to spend my life.
That's such a jam. Reverend Al Green, man.
Always fly.
You know, I've told this story before, but on my first honeymoon that I went on, we went to Memphis and New Orleans, and we were planning on, because outside of Memphis is where Al Green was had a church, and he would preach every Sunday, and so we were going to go see Al Green preach, we were too hungover, so we didn't. It was our honeymoon, you know.
Yeah,
and so we missed out on that opportunity, and I was very upset by not being able to see it. So, hey, by the way, coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN. All right, by the way, Dean, I'm looking at the TV, and Dean just gave Hellboy a D.
Yeah.
So, and it's not getting very very good reviews.
Yeah, we'll have to get Eric and Jim on Monday, see how that works out for us.
What they think of it. I wasn't crazy about the other two.
See, I loved them.
Did you?
Yeah, especially the second one. The second one was great.
I thought the second one was better than the first one. But it didn't
land?
No, not at all.
Oh, well.
Not at all.
Nobody's perfect.
I like the little Hellboy. When he was baby Hellboy,
with the giant stone fist
at the beginning, at the beginning of the first one, I thought the little baby Hellboy was adorable,
eating baby Ruths,
loved it. Okay, what we got next for another request?
All right, Dino requesting Bobby Nunn. The song is called "Private Party."
Sounds like we're at a party.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're having quite the party.
At this private party.
It's a private party, but it sounds like we're there. Like we've been invited.
I know. The Fly Jams Friday is a party every week.
That's absolutely right.
It's the most private party of all.
Absolutely right. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to make your Fly Jam requests. We got more here?
Yes, sir. We got Reunited by Peaches and Herb coming from the 779.
When I was in eighth grade, there were a couple of school dances that they had for our eighth grade celebrations. They had a couple of school dances, and which consisted of, you know, the boys standing on one side of the room and the girls standing on the other, and not many people doing anything but just being sort of nervous and not dancing. But that song was played, you know, 8 million times. Reunited. I like their hair. I think they both had fantastic
Peaches
hair. Both Peaches and Herb had fantastic hair. So
it's fantastic.
Yeah. Reunited, man. And it feels so good.
Always does.
All right. What's next?
All right. Next up, coming from our friend Sam. I don't think you can have a Fly Jams Friday without the Commodores. House. She's mighty. Just written it all. Hang out.
The story goes, she knows she's got everything that a woman needs.
What is a brick house? Other than a literal brick house. If a woman is a brick house.
She's built, man.
Mm.
She's built. She's got it going on. Well, I mean, they give you the measurements.
They do.
They give you her measurements during the song.
All right.
Those are brick house measurements, my friend. That's what they are.
Next time I go, I'll be like, are you a brick house?
Yeah. Well, no, don't say that.
No?
So smack you right in the mouth.
Probably deserve it.
All right, last one.
All right, last one coming to us from Bennett, the Business of Funk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. It's Computer Love by Zapp and Roger. Thanks to my technology.
mamas.
Yeah. You can always count on Ben at the Business of Funk for some funk. All right. Nice way to close out Fly Jams Friday. We'll do it again next week. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are going to take a break for the news, which is up next. And we will be back on Monday morning. My dad will tell a joke. We'll review all the new movies, including Missing Link, which I can't wait to see, and Hellboy and Little. Those are the three big ones that are coming out this weekend. So have a great weekend, everybody. Stay tuned for the news, followed by Opening Bell. And all of that is going to start right after this.